This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Kevin Boucher. According to research cited in a new documentary film, frequent stress is bad for kids. The film is called Resilience, The Biology of Stress and the Science of Hope. And on March the 7th, the nonprofit Prevent Child Abuse Illinois is sponsoring a free screening and panel discussion of the film. The discussion will also look at the larger picture. In other words, how the physical and psychological effects of frequent toxic stress can harm the bodies and brains of children and impact society as a whole. To put it another way, constant stress, according to one expert,
think of it as like a car coming at you, and you constantly feel like a car is coming at you and it doesn't stop.
That's Brittany Hale.
I am the Southern Region Prevention Specialist for Prevent Child Abuse Illinois.
I'm assuming there is probably some science out there that says stress, especially at any age, but especially early in life when you are at that development stages, stress can put you on the wrong path later in life, you think?
Absolutely. So what we see is there's healthy stress, there's good stress. So for those of us who maybe were nervous about an interview or we're nervous about a test, that is good, healthy stress. It pushes us to do better and to be eager about something. And then there's something called toxic stress. We see toxic stress is when it's consistent. The stress never actually goes away. So it's consistent. And not only that, but you don't actually have something called resilience. So resilience is something to buffer that. So it's a protective factor, and if you don't have that resilience, then that is toxic stress, and that's what we're worried about.
When you're really stressed, something called cortisol, which is a hormone, is released, and a lot of studies say that excessive presence of cortisol can cause physical problems.
Absolutely. So when your mind is releasing cortisol and that hormone and everything's coming out consistently, we do see physical health symptoms. That could be the early onset of diabetes. That could be even chronic heart disease. So it's hard to say what would actually happen, but there are physical health detriments that come from the release of cortisol.
Gotcha. So when a child is in a warm, nurturing, loving, enjoyable family home life, that is what we all want, right?
Right. Absolutely. That's what we want, and that's resilience. You know, resilience is the presence of a caring adult who helps you to be able to bounce back, quote unquote. So to feel like you are safe and loved, that gives you, when those bad things happen, because we're going to have bad things happen. So when that happens, as long as you have that one caring adult, that makes all the difference in the world.
Absolutely. And of course, when you have a wonderful childhood and you grow up, a lot of times good, well-raised children who are happy, they do great positive things for society.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, if you've had a good childhood, if you feel like you can have the ability to do good things, you're going to put that in the world. If you are raised in negative environments, that often tends to be what overtakes. And so we see that intergenerational cycle, you know, come into play, but it doesn't have to be that way. And the one thing we hope from this event is that you walk away and you realize I can be that one caring adult for a child. I can make that difference.
The film screening and panel discussion will be held in Marion at Heartland Regional Medical Center starting at 6 p.m. on Thursday, March the 7th. Can anybody come, or is it just for medical/social service providers?
That is a perfect question. So it is for anyone and everyone. So we do have two CMEs offered. So that's continuing medical education units. So it is great for physicians. So for any physicians out there, you can get two CMEs for this event, which is great for you. We did that specifically for physicians because they often don't get to hear about childhood trauma and brain development. So we want to make sure that they feel like it's a good training for them to attend. But any general community members, social workers, nurses, news broadcasters, anyone who wants to come, we would be happy to have you. So we're hoping that they feel like this is beneficial. Maybe they'll start learning about new symptoms, or maybe something will click in their mind that they kind of always knew, but they'll have a new understanding of it as far as how they actually correlate. You know, how does brain development impact, or adverse childhood experiences impact brain development, and how can I do something better within my care of treatment?
Many partners come together with this, and before I let you go, I've got to say, the Pichard Foundation, Glenn and Joe, they have been super valuable partnering with you, haven't they?
They sure have. We are very thankful for the Pochard Foundation. They have been a huge proponent of Prevent Child Abuse Illinois. They provide us a grant every single year. Every single year, we are allowed to do a training within Southern Illinois, and it's a huge training. We've seen upwards of 400 people attend. And so every single year, because of them and their unconditional support, we offer trainings. Not only that, but this event, this resilience, they bought this for us. They bought this for Prevent Child Abuse Illinois. So thanks to the Pochard Foundation, we are able to offer this. So a lot of kudos goes to them and all the hard work that they do.
Thank you very much for your time, and I would hope that you have a lot of people attend.
I do too. So if you want to register, go to resiliencepanel.eventbrite.com, or you can even call or email me. My number is 618-993-7122, and my email is bhale@pcailinois.org.
That's Brittany Hale of Prevent Child Abuse Illinois, a nonprofit that is sponsoring this resilience workshop on March the 7th. To learn more, see our website. For WSIU in Focus, I'm Kevin Boucher.